Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lousy morning, Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Horrible rain. Did you get sogged? Soggy wet?
I decided not to wear a jacket today. Wrong idea.
Yeah, I decided to leave the umbrella at home. I said, you know what? It's clearing. I can see the clear. Good idea. Anyway, it is Tuesday, and it is the Mike O'Mara Show. Political stuff still hot. Red hot.
Political stuff?
Well, you know, the presidential election, man. You see all the... All the news that's going on with that? Political stuff. Isn't that the name of that show that Mike did an episode of?
One episode?
And now political stuff with Mike O'Mara.
How dare you?
He's going to do another one.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Plenty going on. Plenty going on. But we're here. And there's...
You know, at least I can make it to the show on time.
Wow, that's true. And how long is your commute? By the way,
how long have I had that Amazon copy I asked you to rewrite? Oh, that's right. Almost 2 months.
No.
Not a good day to pick on me. But as a matter of fact, I would say you probably should know, not a good month to pick on me.
Yeah, today's not the month.
I understand.
Not,
especially when you lit in 3 hours late. Out of breath, in a crappy mood, don't direct it at me.
One guy can, another guy can't.
It's too soon. You're like the guy in the cafeteria that you know does that. Just a little warning.
Okay.
Just a little warning. I'm at critical mass right
just
now.
Just to clarify, first off, I wasn't the one that was late. This is Oscar speaking.
That's right. Oscar was not late. I had a conversation ten minutes before the show. Just want to make that clear, too. I'm just saying one guy on the team that, you know, I'll take it a lot, but there's timing for everything. You're not really that good at that. I don't think you might want to be aware of that.
Mr. Rob meant to insult you. Unfortunately,
I am more than aware of the political persuasions issue.
I'm also aware
that something that maybe certain people aren't aware of, that I've had a little bit of a problem over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I understand, so that's kind of changed where I am.
So I just thought I'd share that. And really, when you show up late for work, it's just not, as I think we've demonstrated, that's not the day where you launch right into mocking somebody for not doing the extra work, especially when extra work is not being done.
I
had a lovely Bernie Sanders bit planned, but I'm fresh off of last week. Do you remember last week?
I do.
Do you remember what happened last week? So I'm kind of still, and I think everybody might know that, still kind of raw on the surface. You understand?
It wasn't meant to
especially
mock
Especially when I read for the 450th day in a row, you know, are you a good listener or a bad listener? You know, that's just little tiny things that I keep in my pocket. Yes, Oscar.
To be fair, I understand.
Yes, I don't want to be fair. I want to be irrational and mean.
I know deep in your heart that's not you. That is just the way that you're not a mean, irrational person.
No, I don't think I am. I don't think I am a mean, irrational. But I am a raw, and I had a discussion with my wife about this, and now we can throw the Bernie bit outside with your ham-handed setup that I didn't want to deal with anyway. So I just want to say, I think this is good, just to get it out of my system.
Please get it out.
Because the fact is that the emotions are running very, very high. My wife has come upon me sitting out on the patio, simply staring out into space over the last days. I talked with our dear friend Cappy Pfeiffer the other night. She's had parental loss.
Sure.
And you know what? Anybody that goes through this, you don't even know what's bubbling inside. Mm-hmm. You know?
True enough. What's
bubbling inside. But so that's kind of where I am right now. So the fact is that, you know, when we're taping and we have a time, and then you come in late, and then you immediately say political persuasions because he's done one mockingly.
No, I know the joke.
Oh, come on. I know the joke is that you don't think I'm going to do a lot of them, and I know you've said that when I'm not there.
Mike, to be fair to you, Rob, you're breaking balls, and that's what we do on this program.
I was, but it was lighthearted.
That's what we do, and I have to accept the fact that we break balls on this program.
And we didn't know that the one-off political persuasions was really digging at you.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, no. But I mean, the fact is there was a discussion when we first talked about how many I would do.
We were taking odds. Yes.
And I have been aware of it. And, you know, it's been problematic for one reason. I had a thought to get people involved. And it's something where it just got put on the back burner because something's got to go on the back burner.
Mike, something's got to give. And if it's going to give, it's got to be political persuasions. Like, that's the only thing.
Yeah. No, but the thing about that is, and the real heart of it is not even making the time to do it or getting the listeners to come on and do it. That's not the thing as much as I'm so burned out on it myself.
I hate to say that. The whole political scene?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was going to do a silly little Bernie thing because he was going to be tired.
We're all doomed.
We are doomed.
I feel probably maybe I reflect the country's malaise at this entire thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, God. And I just, you know, it's caused me so much grief in my life. So I'm going to do one. I'm going to talk about it, especially as we get, you know, more down to the wire and know what's going
on. You promised
this week.
One early and one before the election.
And, you know, the malaise
is
a great topic.
I also said I'd probably do seven before the
I don't remember that. But okay.
The malaise.
You know, I mean, I might. It was a long time. I mean, my God, the election cycle goes on a long time.
The malaise is a great topic that no one is addressing, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a real solid thing.
I'm depressed. I think about it. I watch the news. It makes me sick. It makes me absolutely ill. I actually have gone from being a spirited person involved in the debate to being meh. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's being a dick. Everybody is. It's not
including Todd Moore.
That's better, though. Now, that's fun. That's fun. And we'll get to that. Do we? Yes, we will. We'll get to that in the meat of the show today. But the fact is, there's a malaise there. And so, yes, is it a raw nerve? Yes, one of many. One of many raw nerves.
My apologies. It wasn't meant to be a horrible dig like that.
But you will admit, there's one thing that, and we were talking about that. Oscar said it before you came in. When you're late, there's nothing that pisses you off more.
That's true.
That is absolutely true.
That's a burn.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That is a burn.
Is that what it is?
I'm feeling the burn.
But you know what? Let me tell you what your brother told me, okay?
What's
he
that?
Said to me, he said, because I didn't know this until he told me, that it's really nasty up there.
It's horrible.
Like you're getting that sort of, but you know what the horrible is? What the horrible is bringing you?
What?
I sound like Bernie. Hold on. Do you know what the horrible is bringing you?
I didn't know you were
coming by.
What is it bringing?
The horrible. Excuse me.
Oh.
Goddamn throat.
Is it allergies, Bernie?
I don't know what it is. I think it's overuse.
Yeah, you've been talking
a lot. The horrible is bringing you your spring. You have to look down the highway. You can't look at the immediate. You have to. Hold on a second.
Okay.
God damn it. I don't like to curse. I don't like to curse.
You don't like to what?
I don't like to curse. The spring weather on the East Coast can be problematic in April. Therefore, I am telling you that this horrible weather you are getting today is actually going to bring you more mild, sunny days in the future, and that future could be immediate.
What is your prediction? Are you a man who makes predictions?
I like to make predictions, but I am not going to get in the business of political predictions.
All right, then let's do this prediction.
Will Mike O'Mara do another political persuasion show?
No, not that prediction.
Right now, my prediction is a definite maybe.
What is your prediction? How do you feel we will be affected by these April showers?
April showers, as many know, bring May flowers. So if you combine showers and flowers,
right?
Then I will be elected president of the United States.
So all we need is flowers, and you're going to be in the White House.
Flowers?
Oh.
God damn it. Flowers are beautiful.
Yes.
You can smell them. You can see them. They come in a wide variety of beautiful colors.
Look, it's a bird.
I have attention deficit disorder. But I propose to you, any candidate who would have a sparrow
fly onto his podium
yes.
would be distracted in that moment. And yes. I would also like to point out that my 18 to 24-year-old fans
yes.
in the arena went bonkers.
They loved it.
Bonkers. Now,
did you plan that bird thing?
No, I consulted with one of my New York campaign operatives, Richie Finestra.
Oh, is he still in the business?
He runs the prison pigeons.
Richie Finestra said, release the bird, put the bird on the podium. And people will think you are godlike. But then he got in a tremendous amount of trouble by murdering Buck Rogers. Played by Andrew Dice Clay. What am I doing?
What do you say to the people that are accusing you of being on the take from Big Bird?
Big Bird.
Yeah.
I would say this.
Yes.
We need more subsidies for public education.
Uh-huh.
And that public education involves public broadcasting. And therefore, I will offer a double subsidy to Sesame Street to educate our children. And I will also send them flowers.
Do you like flowers?
I do.
Are you on take from Big Flower?
Big Flower, no, just Big Sugar. No, I'm not. I'm not on the take from anybody. I'll open up my books to you. There's no problem whatsoever. I'll have no problem with that at all, and I will win the presidency.
What do you say to those that say that they've donated and they haven't received their free T-shirt yet?
Yeah.
I would like to speak to the young people and look in the camera and tell them, what's up, boy?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who here wants to hear about an unfreaking believably exciting opportunity? Huh? All right. Woo! Look at this group. All right, what's with all the long faces? Does somebody die?
Yeah. Oh, Spaghetti died last night.
Spaghetti.
The cat.
Oh, can I be honest? That cat probably killed himself because his name was Spaghetti, right? Hello.
Michelle.
Oh, all right. Okay, why don't you take off, Sandy?
That's my meeting, and I'm...
Okay. Go catch it. Go catch it.
Really sorry about your loss.
As you already know, my name is Michelle Darnell, and this is my partner. And by partner, I don't mean like girl on girl kind of stuff.
Whoa.
What's girl on girl stuff?
Well, great question. I love an inquisitive mind. Girl on girl stuff is really just referring to something you're probably going to dabble with in college, but not stick with, you know?
Don't tell her.
Unless you're Hannah. Hannah, you're going to stick with it.
Don't, you know what?
And I got a hunch that your mom should have stuck with it. She wouldn't be so pent up and angry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Not 2 hours ago, my delightful Harry's razor was gliding across my cheek, and I can't tell you how wonderful this product is. I hope you've had an opportunity to try Harry's. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? It's so obvious the drugstore razors cost too much, and that's why two guys just like you started Harry's.com. They wanted to sell high-quality blades that provide a close, comfortable shave for half the price that you're used to. You can't beat Harry's quality. German engineered 5-blade cartridges are the best. No burn, 100% guaranteed, and a full refund if you're not happy. And priced with no middleman, Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands. Plus, convenience. They're shipped straight to your door, and no more unlocking the plexiglass case, which has always been a pain. Find what you need and check out in 30 seconds flat at harrys.com. I never talk about this. I was an electric razor guy for years and years and years until I discovered Harry's, and you can too, and because I didn't want to mess with the drugstore blades back then. The starter set is called the Truman. It's a great option and an amazing deal. That's a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 5-blade German engineered razors for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now. That's harrys.com, and make sure to use the TMOS code so they know who sent you. Yeah, let me right at the beginning of the show talk about what I probably should do off air, but I'll share it with you now, because you know this is a different world, mm-hmm. and it's a much more intimate relationship that I have with listeners, and that's why I read that poem a couple of weeks ago. I think when anybody goes through anything, you get that initial wave of everybody thinking about it, and then you don't realize it. And I heard Pony go, you lived it at a very young age,
yep.
With your dad. And the thing about it is, then the dust settles down. This is for anything. And once the dust settles down, it's almost like that's when you have to really deal with it. Now, I have a mom that lived a great long life, 95 years old, and really went about as peacefully as it can happen. Mm-hmm. Outside of going in your sleep. But technically you would say she was in her sleep when she went. But the fact is that, you know, it's true that Carla has, caught me just in moments where you just drift away. And I, you know, one of the wonderful doors that's opened up with this is I have a really much better relationship and a much closer relationship with my my sister, who called me the other day and, you know, just wanted to see how I was doing, because I'd sent her an email and asked her how she was doing. And it's just, I think what one person said, might have been Cappy, that said to me, you never know. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know what's going on. Well, I think my coworkers might think that I've been a tad difficult to work with. I am truly still kind of getting used to it. But I get embarrassed by that because of the fact that my mom lived such a great long
life.
Don't
ever be embarrassed by grief.
It doesn't change, but it doesn't change anything. You know, it doesn't. It feels like it might have felt if she was 55 instead of 95.
But you're actually going through it, when you're going through the actual passing and the funeral and the planning for the funeral and, you know, receiving guests at the viewing, all that stuff is keeping you active and busy. Yeah. And, you know, it's almost, even though that is supposed to be the beginning and perhaps the hardest part of the grieving process, it's a distraction. Mm-hmm. And when it's over, that's when it can really hit you.
And this is where the Irish guilt, this is what the poem was about when I wrote that. The Irish guilt for me is there are people, and I acknowledge this, that have undergone so much more and experienced such tragic loss. I mean, you can't compare a woman who has lived 95 years on this planet to some of the loss that people go through. Mm-hmm. It has made me, though, because it's been so long since my dad died to when my mom passed away. One of the things my sister said to me, maybe we weren't as understanding as we should have been even back then with her loss, even though he was an older guy.
Yeah.
When he was 77 when he died. But that's young nowadays. The fact is, it just makes you think of that. There's a stack of letters mostly from listeners that have come down here, from people that actually took the time to, you know, to send these to my home. And the funeral home gives you the stationery, that's the generic thing, where you just have to sign it. And I can't get to it. I'm looking at it.
You'll
and
know
I just
when
say
you're
to
ready.
Myself, I just don't want to deal with it. I don't know. It's like the idea of the send-off and the funeral and all that was enough for now. And then my mindset was just get back down here and chill and do that. I don't know. It's just, I think the grieving process is something where you don't wrap your head around it. And then there will just be moments that that catch me by surprise. And it sucks a little more than I anticipated.
Yeah, it does.
It would
mm-hmm.
suck. That's what I just wanted to say.
I got my mom came over to my house on Friday afternoon. She says, I have a birthday present for you. It's late. I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, cool. Bring it on over. And what happened is in the 1950s, my grandfather's sister, their family had a home movie camera in the 1950s. And they found the Super 8 video, actual film, and had it transferred to video years ago. But my mom had it put on a DVD for me. And it's very cool to see my aunts and uncles as kids.
Right.
But I was watching it on Saturday night, and there was footage probably from like 1953 of my grandfather. Big Daddy.
Like a time machine.
Oh, my God. He looked like a kid. And that's probably, I don't want to equate it with losing a parent, but it's very close for me when he passed.
Well, your grandfather was like a father to you.
And he really, really was. And I saw this on my television, and out of control, my eyes just started to well up, and I was in tears in a second. And it just, it never goes away. But you know what?
It's a time machine.
it's not bad. It's actually, as long as it doesn't catch you at an inopportune or embarrassing time.
Or when Rob's late or I'm late.
That's right. It feels good. And that's...
That's great, Oscar.
Agree.
Thanks. Thank you, Pony.
But you know...
Feel free. I like Pony's participation in this. These little tippins are wonderful. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Pony. He's an a-hole. Thank you very much. Yes.
But I'd like you to consider the notion that a big part of grief is memory. And and you can't ever let the grief totally go lest you forget, and you don't want to forget.
You know, when I saw the my dad, because of work, I think it's at the insurance company where he worked at, and go figure, with the way I talk about insurance companies, isn't that funny? He was in the advertising department and got hold of a movie camera before my mom and my dad went on their honeymoon. So we're talking about 1950s.
Yeah.
And they went to Bermuda. They went, I mean, which was a, you know, you might as well have been going around the world.
Yeah, they might as well be going to the moon.
It was a big deal. They saved for it. He had that. And they took movies. And I look at movies. The thing I remember are the cigarettes.
Oh,
the
everywhere, cigarettes, right?
The cigarettes are never, I mean, never out of their hand. It's cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. You know what? People should realize that 40 years ago, you wouldn't go into anywhere. Everybody smelled like cigarette smoke.
Of course.
Even if you weren't smoking, you smelled like cigarette smoke. This is only a new phenomenon it was pretty evident. It really
your
was. And that my dad also probably could have used a good dentist.
There's a lot of that.
No, he got fake choppers like a lot of men did. A lot of men from World War II got fake choppers down the road because it's not just John Adams. You know, people didn't... People didn't have the pearly white. My mom did. My mom was really concerned because I think, you know, I'd love her if she was around to talk about this. I think women in those days in the 40s and 50s were maybe more aware of their choppers because of the smile. It wasn't that a big a deal. So with all the nicotine and World War II and all that stuff, my dad, I said, oh, my God. Look at his mouth. You know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. And he was like
an executive guy in a suit.
It was very, very interesting to watch that. And but also the young pictures of my mom, which I'll probably post some of those when I get up to Maine, which are, you know, she just was, she had the most amazing ability to be picked up by the camera when she was younger, and so I'll put some of the younger pictures of her up because they're really beautiful. I really love looking at them.
When you watch the movies, the motion pictures, do you marvel like I do of the people that are so unaccustomed to being, you know, equivalently filmed that they would put
they keep looking at the camera.
They stand still.
Right.
That's a motion picture camera, and they're just
standing
there.
I'll do the pantomime. This is just for you guys on the camera, but it's always like this. Am I right?
It's so, just like, true.
It's so it. That's they're just exactly staring it. At the and then they walk a little bit, and then it's just like, and they're obsessed with the camera.
Of course.
It's kind of like the early days when I was doing TV with Don. You know? Stop looking at it, I'd say. Anyway,
it's the primetime video zoom.
Oh my God! Yes, there it is. It's looking. It's watching at you. Not going to move anywhere. It's there. It's staying there. Please, for the love of God,
Mike. It's the magic eye.
Yeah, the magic guy. So anyway, that's my little, a couple of 3 weeks, whatever, how long ago it was. It's still there. And I don't like it. I want it to be over. I want to make it wave a magic wand. I really do.
Don't feel that way. It's a process. It does suck.
So there's a bulletin for all. And we have a lot of older listeners. We have a lot of younger listeners. But I will tell you, the listeners that have parents in their 60s and 70s and 80s, it ain't gonna be all that different if they live a good long life.
Yeah.
And my mom, right up till the bitter end, completely with it. Like up till 4 days before she passed away.
Wow.
Completely with 2 days before she died, she said, "I'm ready." She was actually that. So I didn't have to deal with that. And I wish
that's a blessing.
Everybody, I truly wish everybody that with their mom and dad, if they're older, that they don't do that. And that's why that insidious Alzheimer's, which takes people's minds, is just got to be horrible because it's slow. Anytime it's slow, you know. And for me, I don't know if I mentioned this to you on the show. I said to Carla, especially with having a younger son, when the time comes, Get yourself a prescription painkiller, a lot of it. Grind it up in a Jameson's Irish whiskey. I will sip it slowly, and then just about the time I'm feeling that little tingle of the narcotic taking over my brain, I'm going to... Well, by the way, did I mention we'll be at the top of Cadillac Mountain in
you
Acadia National Park?
You hadn't mentioned it, but it makes sense
Yeah,
now.
We're going to be in the top of Cadillac Mountain with a hang gliding rig. That I will, and I will not be trained in it. I will not. There won't be any instructions. So.
Good.
And I think I'll get enough speed. I'm gonna run, and
how
then go.
Far
you guys
along
remember
are you?
We watched the sun come up there.
How far along are you in the dementia when this happens?
Hopefully not. You know, I mean,
because
I don't
have to roll. You
I'm just
then.
Talking
I was
about
thinking
anything.
The rolling is a bad thing. You might make a very
we're gonna
fast
put
descent.
Wheels on your.
Well, then I'll be
like
honest.
Wild E. Coyote.
Yeah.
No, she'll have to do that if I like we have blueberry pancakes for breakfast and I said that was a delicious burger. Get the Irish whiskey out. Put the drug in it. We'll take
strict
a break.
Orders.
Rob went to a college yesterday. He went
I
to
did.
George Mason University and spoke and wrangled some interns for the show. And maybe down the road they'll be coming to work for us late when they don't get the memo. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, it takes. On AmeriCast, you get to know other fans of more broadcasting, like this week's guest, Mark Wolf.
We went into the shower stall in alphabetical order because the class was so long. I kid you not. And so I'm W, right? By the time they got to, say, T's, the coach was gone, any other staff member was gone, and we were just kind of left our own devices.
By any chance, was your coach's last name Sandusky?
His last name was Cummings.
Check out more of our discussion on AmeriCast. Download it directly from the TMOS app.
That's cool. That's a good promo. I like that. Check out AmeriCast. And Marcus, hope you're doing well. And welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. Mailing and shipping can be such a headache. Face it, going to the post office takes up way too much time. And leasing a postage meter, way too expensive. We have a better way. We've been telling you about this for a long time. Stamps.com. It's the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it, right at your own desk. Just use your own computer and printer and buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. You can even save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, and you avoid those time-destroying trips to the post office. They're mentally destroying as well. We've used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait! Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, my friend. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, Rob, really, we've got some fine interns in the coffers because Rob actually went over and spoke at American University about a year ago.
I spoke at Mason. We just have a posting on the American billboard. I've never spoken at American. They've never invited me.
All right, so then the setup will be totally different then. When Rob speaks at a university, we don't get any
there
interns.
There is no
from there.
Return.
No, we've had two from Mason. From
yeah,
when
that
I
one
spoke.
Guy.
We've had like,
was
we've
here
had,
for
we've
the
had
summer
like 50 from
ne-
American
and
University.
Wasn't here.
This is true.
The two lowmen on the poll came from GMU.
But then you have to face that. I mean, it is an American university. It's better.
But what do you...
Our worst interns came from George Mason.
How we've gotten a tremendous amount of interest from the American University.
True enough.
And by the way, if you're in, you know, call me biased, but because it's my alma mater, I mean, I put them on the top of the hit parade. I really
like
them.
Of course. Yeah.
Outside of... I take an internship.
Well, they've had outside of... I would say Zoolander or Girl, who were from George Mason.
They were Mason
right?
interns, and they're dear friends
cream
of ours.
Cream of the crop,
so that's
cream
right.
of the crop
yeah.
right there.
Right.
American has posted the best interns.
They truly have. Yeah. And what we do at Mason at American is they have essentially an employment virtual billboard.
Yes.
And we have an updated listing for the show that explains the internship. And
people
we hear
have had such great experiences.
And also they have the blessing of proximity. They're not that far away from the site.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Good too.
That is true. Absolutely.
But we had a lot of interest yesterday at Mason. I handed out a lot of cards after I spoke, and I think I got five emails already.
Oh, wow.
From people that want to come in and talk to us.
Nice. All right, first question, did you wear a bow tie?
I did not. I just wore a collared shirt, and I came in, and I said, I got a very nice introduction from Roger Smith, who is the professor of broadcasting over there and also the guy that is responsible for running WGMU, the college station there. He's a very, very nice guy. And he's been in touch with me over the past couple years, and he gave me a lovely introduction, mentioned you, said that Rob got his start on one of the most important radio shows that Washington, D.C. has ever had.
Which one would that be?
It was called the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Ah,
no, no.
That's right.
No, absolutely. He said the Don and Mike
Show. Please welcome John Pop.
The Don and Mike Show, which was, he was correctly in saying this, the most listened to show in Washington, D.C., which begat the Mike O'Mara Show, which begat the podcast that Rob is on right now. And so he gave me a really cool introduction. Yeah. And there's a.
Did he use the word begat?
He did not.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just
and then there was, I think, about 20 people.
That word,
that's very biblical.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's from the Bible, and I'm a big Bible reader. You know that.
Well, I know. You know, Mike, as a matter of fact, if you've ever stayed in a hotel room, you know the work that Mike has done, because he goes.
I've got a passage right here that I keep with me at all time.
Oh, do you have one?
Oh, really?
Yeah, what is it?
67 years ago.
It's not the Bible.
Oh, sorry. All right, no problem at all.
Yeah, look him up at his Gettysburg Address.
Do you set up a PowerPoint presentation?
No, I spoke. I passed around a couple things. I showed them. I let them see, and I passed around the iPad that had the soundboard on it.
Yeah. Wouldn't a PowerPoint presentation, but a funny one, be great?
Oh, that would be great.
Like where it's just like, you'll get a chance to work with Mike, who's known as the intern's friend, and I'll be like,
have you ever played Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
I would think that would be
interesting. A pretty good idea.
I would not, I tell you, I have to tell you, Rob, I admire you for doing this, because I would not. The little intimate group, that's my least favorite.
You know what? You'd
my
love
My least
it.
Favorite speaking.
Mike, you would kill with a cocktail.
No, you wouldn't even need a cocktail, because you know what? This is an advanced production class, and they're into it. And you got those 20 faces looking at you seriously, nodding, hanging on your words. An hour flies by in no time at all.
See, you are. This is where your positivity and my don't get happy, this is where they intersect, because I would go in, and it's great that you think that. I would think that those co-eds in the back row would be looking at me going, oh, God, here we go. When's this going to be over? I would think that they would all be watch-checking when I walked in.
It all depends on what your presentation is, Mike. I think you could captivate the audience.
I walk in, I go, Bobby! Babbage together! Anyway, no.
I had them at the opening. I said, I want to congratulate you. You're all doing great, because remember, I went to VCU, and you're here at GMU. So give yourselves a round of applause. So you cater to them a little bit. And they had good questions. They were right in the process. Their project was mixing down a concert promo and recording a 10-minute podcast.
They still do that.
They still do the same final exam type stuff.
Concert promo.
Yeah, and I gave them, you know, some tips on stuff, on mixdown and stuff.
It's an REO Speedwagon weekend on WAVA.
Wasn't that your first?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
Did it with 45s and an album, threw me into the production studio, said, this is your audition. It was Smokey Rivers.
Peppered vodka.
I finished. This is so funny. I finished it. Had Smokey come into the studio, and Smokey listened to it. He said, put that on the air right now. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool. That's
so I was driving home, and I heard it on my way home, and I knew.
That's
well,
cool.
That's awesome.
I was the contract hired gun. This back when they were even starting to downsize then. They didn't have a full-time guy like a lot of radio stations did. And when the digital age came in, that became more, the promo guy became more of a fixture at the
production,
radio station.
Yeah.
I was the contract guy. I'd come in, I think, 3 days a week and do their promos for the weekend.
I remember it was when you were just starting to do some stuff, some shtick on the afternoon show with Don, but still doing contract voice work. The one I remember so clearly, because they ran the hell out of it, it's the WAVA Memorial Day Hot 500.
And then I'd do JKJ Chevrolet. And I remember that jingle. Add away, JKJ. I did Subway. I did a lot of stuff back in the day before I got lazy. I had a good job. I had a good job. I stopped doing it, you know? Do you remember the guys that did the furniture today for three
Marlo.
Hours only?
Marlo.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Marlo, I worked for a company that hired me to rip him off.
Wow.
And that another happened furniture a lot company. Then, didn't it?
Yeah. I think I forgot the name. I do know the name. I'm just, for some reason, I'm still paranoid about saying it.
Lovitz?
But I would go in and I would say, no, they were smaller, like over out in the country. And I'd go and I'd be in 2 hours doing these. For 5 hours, you need to do this. And it was just like, ugh.
Didn't American Service Center get in trouble for hiring a sound-alike on somebody?
Yeah, they may have gotten into Morgan Freeman.
It was Morgan Freeman. That's
and you know
right.
what I hated about the ASC commercials, American Service Center, is because I knew Mark Zetlin, who owned that place, and I'm sitting here going, that's your Morgan Freeman? That is your Morgan Freeman.
I'm your Morgan Freeman.
I'm your Huckleberry.
And I think they probably hired an African-American guy. And, you know, nothing racial about this. But, hello, the white guy does the better Morgan Freeman. Yeah, thank you enough. Very much. Come
very,
on.
Very true.
We're so PC these days.
These fine cars. Drive home in a lovely 500 SL. I would have loved to do that. But anyway, the other one that, so I did the JKJs. And God, I'm trying to think of the different ones that I did back then. Oh, early in my career, I did the Merchant's Tire and Auto commercial.
But that was a TV buy.
I did radio and TV for them. I did radio and TV.
Yeah, and none of those exist on YouTube, do they?
No, I mean, my commercials, I can count on four hands, the number of spots probably over the years that I've done them. But the ones that I was most proud of, I love the TV stuff. The TV stuff was fun. And, you know, now it's all in the rearview mirror. And the voiceovers are, too. Because I've never done that. I've never pursued that. And
the Merchants
every time
was like
I say
a
I'm
going
to, I'm lying to myself. It's like doing political persuasion.
Merchants was like a series of spots. You had a character for Merchants, didn't you?
I had that character. That was my character. That's the guy that I wanted to be. Hey,
I was the sleazy tire salesman.
Yeah, like a door-to-door guy. Yeah.
And I had an idiot. And I had an idiot sidekick. I had a dumb guy.
Some things never change.
And he didn't speak. He just looked at the camera and went, totally politically incorrect. It was totally politically incorrect. But getting back to you at Mason, so you got 20 people. I'd freak out. I would freak out, but you love it. You thrive in that environment.
It was so cool. I did an outline of the stuff that he asked. The professor said, we want to talk about your studio setup. And so I was able to describe to them how we just rebuilt the board.
Nice.
And they were fascinated by it and how, you know, you can go digitally. And the thing that I sort of emphasized is that I got into radio at a very bad time. I did. But luckily, we got into podcasting at a very good time. And I tried to encourage them. I said, whatever you have a passion for, there's going to be an audience for it.
Yes.
If you can find your passion and you can drive that, you can do a podcast about anything. And the thing that's so exciting about media now.
See, I would discourage that. I don't necessarily want the water muddy. There are enough of these snot-nosed bastards that are doing this in their living room. I don't want that. You know,
Say that the people that do it in their living room that aren't looking to make a career out of this are exposing people to podcasting?
Yeah, okay. Knock yourself out.
And I said one of my favorite things, and I think I stole this from Oscar, is that not long ago, if you wanted to communicate a thought to a mass audience, you needed a $2 million radio tower.
Yes.
Now you need a $50 modem. Nothing can prevent you from getting the word out if you have the passion to do it. And I walked them through our process. They were, since they're learning about promos, I played some of our promos. They really liked the Maddie promo of the one that sounded like cereal because they were all into that. And I explained to them that you can use music in different ways and just little things. And my favorite tip of all is that if you're mixing studio voice with phone voice, run your phone voice a little hotter. And the professor looked at me and cocked his head. I said, he's probably going to tell you I'm wrong, but I'm not. And so because it's the richness of the studio voice, the phone voice needs a little more.
Yes.
And so it was nice, and they had some good
questions.
Did
you tell them that the water is dyed blue at Augusta?
Did you get the email I sent you?
Is that true?
Yeah, at 6:28 in the morning. That's the first thing. That without any, you know, that was just you going, na-na-na-na-na-na, first thing in the morning.
Well, you guys were going, na-na-na-na-na-na.
First of all, your mom, you don't think that 400 people share that with me before you did. You don't think that your mob gets on the fan page and immediately goes,
I had no idea that you saw it.
And the water's blue with a gut.
I just wanted to just fighting back because Oscar basically told me yesterday I was in the early ages of dementia because I was making stuff
so
up.
So they do dye blue?
Well, the guy took a sample in 2012.
Is it
a Snopes? Article he sent you.
I don't think it's a big secret. I think that this has been known for a while, but I I based it on just looking at the water, and it doesn't look blue.
It doesn't
to me.
Look blue on TV.
But well, but here's the
funny.
Issue.
It doesn't look bluish.
You don't look bluish. They dye it, I think, to take the brown out.
Oh, Mike, oh. Listen, if I could take the brown out, I would do that.
Ray's Creek is brown and kind of ucky, and so they color it to make it look less ucky.
Because that's Ray's Creek, isn't it fed by Fecal Lagoon?
I think it's Fecal Lagoon. I think it's Hootie. What was the guy's name?
Hootie Johnson.
Hootie Johnson's porta potty in the back of Butler Cabin that feeds Ray's Creek with
fecal matter. Most people don't know, Mike. Butler is spelled with two T's.
Right, they're going. And there's, there he is, Arnold Palmer walking over the E. coli bridge. There he is, right there. So did you get any prospective, interns?
Within 6 hours, I'd had about 5 applications come in, and I expect more to come in. So we will interview them, and we'll be set for the summer.
And what type of students were there? A variety of shapes and sizes?
Yes.
Or did it look like the front row of a Duran Duran concert?
There was one person that probably would have enjoyed the Duran Duran concert. She asked a lot of questions.
Okay, very good.
There was also some people that might have been there for the A. I think there was some of that.
The easy A.
Yeah.
There was I knew a lot of girls at AU that wanted an easy A.
There was one lady that kept asking. She said, well, if I already did the project and got a medium to high A, is there any reason for me to recut and resubmit it?
Oh, my.
Did she say that?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and did you look at her and give the standard answer? It's like, why don't you just keep working on making yourself look pretty, Missy?
Oh, you know what? Probably would have been easier for her to recut the promo.
Oh, God. No, don't do that. You're chasing him away. We'll take a break. Let's talk a little Todd Moore, shall
Yay!
We?
Tubbo.
Because I have questions about blogs.
Okay.
And Todd has a blog, and it's every bit Todd Moore. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about it all the time. You can support our show each and every day whenever you're doing your online shopping at Amazon. We'd love you to go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, or you can click the Amazon button on our website, or you can use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Real simple stuff here. When you do your shopping at Amazon and you go through our page, when you give us the credit, we get a little percentage. Doesn't affect the price of any of your goods or services. This works whether you're a consumer at home or whether you're running a small business and you're buying supplies that you might want to get a good deal online. Amazon helps the Mike O'Mara Show. We just want you to shop like you normally would, but really go through MikeOmaraShow.com or click on the little shopping cart on the app or click the Amazon button on the website. Any of those ways, that is how you do it. We love the people that support us through Amazon. Shop like you normally would. It benefits us. It's that simple, and it means the world to us. Thank you in advance, and we truly, truly appreciate it.
That's Welcome another thing to- I spoke to him at Mason about. I said one of the ways we monetize the show is through Amazon, and that's how they should buy their textbooks.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Absolutely.
You could feel the air being sucked out of the room.
All right, let me get out of this and let's talk Todd Moore. Now Todd is out in San Francisco.
Could you read it in a? Yeah, he's at the F8 Facebook conference.
Right,
in
exactly.
San Fran.
Do you do a Todd Moore voice?
You know, it's been a while since I've been around Todd.
The only thing I remember is there's one promo we did at one point. Run.
I don't think you need like a Tomo voice, but more like the Happy Thoughts.
Jack Handy.
Yes, yes.
Because I do know there is one promo where he says, and I find it infectious. He says, and I'm Todd Moore.
No, but a Jack Handy would probably play better for this subject matter.
Okay, nice.
Just a thought.
Got a great idea. Think it's worth $1 million. Let me tell you how I really feel about ideas in my latest blog, and it may shock you. Here we go. Can I have some musical?
Yeah, yeah. Music, yeah. Please.
You know, as a matter of fact, I was just.
It's not that long.
Okay. You know. I've got an idea of something that I think will fit just nice.
Do you want to talk into your microphone?
You know what? I think really what I'm going to do is probably a little Andy Rooney.
Okay.
It just seemed...
is that better? Do you want music, though?
Yeah, a little something. Maybe, well, you know, it can be serial music, you know. Over the years, I've received many questions about how to take an idea and turn it into a product. This ultimately was the inspiration for my book, Tap, Move, Shake.
Great book.
Which had more than just coding tutorials. It was an entire playbook from start to finish that included creating media, publishing, and marketing. Some found it to be very useful, mostly engineers that didn't know how to do marketing, but others just didn't want to put the effort in. But others just didn't want to put in the effort required, even though they had the best idea ever. Best idea ever. Here's a small sampling of the many requests I've personally received. Quote, "Hi, I had an idea for an app, and if you like it and build it, I think it will be big. When it goes viral, a 10% split for me?" So he goes on and on
sure.
about that. And he's talking about the fact that he gets a lot of people that come to him with an idea and want him to do all the work.
Yeah.
And take the wonderful idea, like this quote, "I have several game ideas. I might want to learn code, but would rather stay on the creativity side of it." And then Todd writes, "I'd like to stay on the creativity side of it, too."
Well, you know, I approached him with what I thought was a great idea once, and he essentially told me to F off. And then it was, he was more polite about it, but it was dripping with attitude. And it was actually an idea that in the next Apple upgrade,
yes,
they included it on the phone, which was a do not disturb function with a timer. Mm. Like if you wanted to go into a movie and have your phone off for just 2 hours, but you would afraid to forget to turn it back on.
So here's what he says. This is what he says. "Working hard to learn a myriad of different skills has been the key to my success. There isn't an employee in my company that I can't fill in for. That's because at the beginning, I was the one who did that job. I taught myself how to build mobile apps, but I also learned how to do quality assurance, customer support, marketing, accounting, sound engineering, graphic design, and more. I needed to have general knowledge of every part of the business. Granted, it was out of necessity because I couldn't afford hiring these positions when I first started. Now that my business is thriving, I can hire people to work on my ideas. I can finally be the idea guy and have others build it. But that's only because I worked hard to get there." Anyway, "if I haven't talked you out of pursuing your idea yet and you are excited to learn more, then I highly recommend these great podcasts." And he goes through and he lists all his podcasts, with the very last one being Tech 411. Yes. And he talks about very nice things about these podcasts.
These other
and
shows. Says,
Tech 411. "Oscar Santana and I host a tech podcast called Tech 411. It's okay."
He's right. It's okay. Yeah. I did not take any
offense to that. I take that, though, as being self-deprecating. Because I'm sure the other podcasts do not star him, right?
Okay. All right.
Oh, we get it.
I'm trying to do some shtick here, okay? Shtick. I mean, you know, I got one guy that's going to defend his pal, and you're going to do it, too, for Christ's sake? I'm trying to bust Todd Moore's balls. I gave him a like when I read this because I agree with everything in it, and I wish I ran my own business like that. Ready, set, go. "It really boils down to this. If you're passionate about an idea, willing to work extremely hard on it, and learn as much as possible in the process, then you might have a chance. A chance to be more than just a person with an idea. You can be the person that built the right thing that everyone needs, and I'm all for that. Just don't ask me to do it for you." That's why I wanted to get him on the show. So that it's basically he gets a lot of people that have ideas. They don't want to do all the grunt work to get the idea. So in order to have a great idea, you have to learn how to implement it. And that's the engineering stuff. That's the hard stuff.
All you got to do is buy his book. That's all you got to do.
But just also
buy the book.
Think about, so he's been developing apps for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Imagine how many people have come to us and said, "I'd like to start a podcast." And you're like, mm-hmm. "Well, what do you want your podcast to be?" Like,
probably more people have come to him saying they have an app idea than have come to us wanting to start a podcast. So, and I know how I react when I hear, you know, I'm thinking about, I get it online mostly.
Okay.
I'm incredibly generous to those people.
No, are you? Do you offer encouragement and help?
No. He doesn't respond.
No,
because
no,
here's how it
like
goes.
That.
The follow-up is, I'd like to
like
do
Realm?
A podcast.
Sorry.
So, no,
I'd like to do a podcast, and you say, "What would you like it to be about?" And they say, "Well, you know, we want to talk and say funny things like you guys."
Well, the reason I brought that up, that comparison up, if we are asked about podcasts on such a low level from different people, imagine the idea of having a vehicle, which are apps, that people think are so easy to produce.
Right, right.
And they think it's their shortcut to success. Imagine the people that are writing him and asking him at all times, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, and so he finally, and I thought when he wrote it, and this is really, no, I'm giving Todd a hard time because Todd is fun to give a hard time.
Sure, question balls.
The fact is that Todd, I did give him a like because I think he's absolutely right. You know, he truly, truly is, he is someone that has developed a lot of this stuff. And now he does have people in his little Todd world. Todd
he
world
still
that,
works
that
just as
that.
Hard, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
For example,
yeah.
I know on a Saturday or Sunday, whether I'm in school or out of school, he will respond to an email because he's in the office, right?
Yeah, right.
He's in the
right.
office on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. He loves what he does, too.
Yeah,
and that's the key. That's when you do that.
And
lot,
he loves know? It, but to the point that, yes, he's got a staff now, but he's got to make sure that those guys are doing their jobs, and he's got to do his job. That's how he gets to create, right?
Is he still trolling people?
No, he's not trolling them anymore.
Did you see when he made those posts? What was that, a week and a half ago or so? It was pretty great.
There was somebody that was a troll that was online that was giving him some guff that was unwarranted, and he finally decided enough is enough.
Here, I'm not going to bust his chops anymore because this is really a good article for people to hear. Let me read one more little blurb
Please.
From it. And as I said, I'm not here to throw rocks at Todd. I don't want to do that.
Certainly not.
Enough with the silly voices, okay?
More and more I find people that seem to think all you need is a good idea, and that alone will result in somebody paying for it, cutting you in with a percentage or working on it for sweat equity. That's not realistic at all. Even Dilbert knows this.
Oh, Dilbert, that's funny.
New entrepreneurs should read the article, Your Ideas Have No Value by Carol Roth. How about You Suck by Todd Moore?
Here's his new book, Mike. Tap Move, I'm So Much Better Than You by Todd Moore.
he's fun. He's not, you know what? Hey, Todd Moore has done a lot to help the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
And I acknowledge that right here.
To help
and
us.
By the way, if it was anybody else, we would not be doing the comedy followed by the disclaimer. But we have to with
we
Todd
to.
Because Oscar will get a phone call. And then,
well, why do they have to say that about me?
No.
I don't understand.
Not just that, because you just said it. He has helped this show.
He's helped the
really
show enormously.
More than most have in our little family here.
Yeah.
Here's another inspirational thought from his blog. Here we go. And really, not the bus ball.
Mike, I like the way you're giving both sides, because that's
Absolutely.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah. You're like Fox News.
This is just a sentence from his blog.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. Fine.
Starting a business is not easy, and I personally know of far more failures than successes.
Thank you. Hire that man. I'm just trying to find the most inspirational thing. Okay?
I think that's what he's about. He's about inspiring people.
Yes.
And making them be the best they can be.
All right, here we go. You know, and who doesn't like this advice?
Right.
There are no shortcuts.
That's true. That's absolutely
true. There
are
no shortcuts.
And So, if you have a fabulous idea, you know, pound sand.
Yeah,
that's what I'll say. You know, if you have a fabulous idea, you gotta get in the. If you're in that app world,
I would
you gotta
also
do it yourself.
Say if you have a fabulous idea, don't just come with the idea. Come with tangible resources that you could bring to the idea. If you're willing to pay a programmer to build it for you,
right?
If you're a marketing guru and say, look, I can bring this to the table. Maybe you want to bring this to the table. I'm willing to finance this.
Oh, like an episode of Shark Tank.
But also the idea is just as good as is execution. Everybody said that before, right?
Sure. Yeah, well, that's true. In the app world, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
In a lot of different businesses, if I want to say get an advertiser, and I think we talked about this. I don't remember exactly what it was. It might have been just the other day. If I really want to get an advertiser, I will do what is called a spec spot. That will be something where we do a commercial and we send it to the advertiser and we say, this is what it's going to sound like if you advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. And by the way, 1,000% success rate with that.
True enough.
So, you know, that everybody's got to do their own deal here. And, you know, the reason I think that our podcast is successful and not nearly as successful as some other people, but we are successful enough where we come in and we get to do it every day, is because of our training in broadcasting and our listener base in broadcasting, where we know what we're doing to do that. And I listen to so many other podcasts, especially if people send me a little, and there are some that are really phenomenal, and then they're the unfortunately the overwhelming majority, which are I have a microphone in front of me, I don't have a real thought plan as far as what I'm going to talk about, and those are the ones that you have to have your ideas kind of laid out. You have to have a direction
a
as to
plan.
Where you're going.
Strategy. Yeah,
because then you can ramble and you can go in 20 different directions, and we agree. The best shows sometimes are shows where we don't get to anything we've really planned to do, and they go in a million different directions.
It's not just people sitting in their basement either. There are some big-name broadcasters, I won't mention them, but they do a show that the production on it, where they will leave in stammers and missteps and then leave in them saying, we'll clean that up in post. And it's all in there. And I'm hitting my dashboard saying, you used to be a big deal. Why are you letting this happen?
Can you write down which show does that?
Sure.
Please?
Gilbert Gottfried's show.
Oh, my God. But anyway, it's that's Todd. We'll have to get Todd on here. Todd has helped people, hasn't he, Oscar? He's helped. Has he helped people with ideas, or does he blow them up?
I think he's helped more people than he likes to talk about as far as what
he does developed. Seem. He's not a tremendous self-promoter.
In the early years when he was developing, I know of at least off the top of my head, three or four different projects, apps, that other people have come to him with ideas that he built. Mm-hmm. But in the current landscape, it's not just like this isn't, you know, there's this blue ocean in front of us that we have that it's for the ripe for the picking, where you can just say, oh, no one's done that yet, I can do that.
Right.
And you can reinvent this or remix this idea. Right now, there's so much competition that if you're going to go ask any programmer to say, hey, I want you to take your eye off the prize for this little project, it's really not worth their time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, you're going to have to do it yourself. Is that the answer?
Yes,
out of
or
this,
find
article?
The resources that you can you can leverage to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have and the thing about Todd, really everything I read about when I listen to him and I hear his causes, Todd is all about fairness and justice. And
well, think about his patent troll work, right?
That's what I'm saying. The patent troll thing that he does, and the fact that he wants people to get rewarded that put the effort forward and do that. And he's a very smart guy. And like so many really brilliant men, he lacks in social graces. So sometimes he will, you know, and this blog is a classic example.
How could have it been soft?
Oh, you just take this to the nice police and take the nice police, have them wash this little blog of all the meanness out of Todd. And, it's actually quite well written. I gave him a like immediately. Yeah. And then after the fact, I thought it would be good material for my show. So here I am actually going in the opposite direction of the way I truly feel about this. Yes. Yes, Rob.
Any chance you liked it because you thought it would be good material?
Maybe at the same time. But also, as I mentioned before, you know, I'm going through an awful lot.
I understand.
Stuff that I would like on one day, I might not like a month from now, you know?
Maybe
a month from now, I might, a month from now, I might read something like that and go, you dick!
Maybe you need a visit with the nice police.
The nice police. Yes. Todd Moore, soon to be on this show.
Yes.
And we love him, and thank you for everything you've done for us. And with the whole patent troll thing, you're leading the charge on that, Todd, and you know we love you. So anyway, we'll take a break. And by the way, once again, if it wasn't Todd Moore, he'd know that already. I've said plenty of nice things about him, but I have to do that, okay? I mean it. It doesn't take away that I mean it, but I have to do it because it's Todd. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, I'm going to explain to you how I'm building my feet up to be the strongest feet in the universe.
And I would just like to say that that is so pathetic.
No, I'm going to have big, beautiful feet because of a new workout I'm doing.
Only you, buddy.
And we've got the latest on the Battle of the Bad Songs. Check it out this week, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Hey, sports fans! You've got your hat, you got your glove, you got your tickets. There's only one thing missing, your FanDuel team. FanDuel is the best way to experience sports, period. With FanDuel, you don't just watch your favorite team like the Boston Red Sox. I'm sorry, there was something in my throat.
Oh, dear.
You don't just watch your team, you get to create your own. Think about it. You, your friends, the games, the adrenaline. FanDuel isn't for that guy from that town who won tons of money. No, FanDuel has contests for everyone, rookies as well as seasoned vets. Try a 50-50 contest. If you end up in the top 50%, you win. Really, what a gentle way start on FanDuel. It's a lot of fun. Both the website and the mobile app are easy to use. Even beginners can pick it up right away. So if you haven't tried this, I speak from experience here. FanDuel took my sports watching experience and took it to a whole nother level. Okay? And I meant a whole nother level. I love FanDuel. You'll love it too. Don't just take my word for it. It's time to experience sports in a whole new way. Try FanDuel now. Enter a FanDuel league now. And if you don't win any prize in your first contest, they'll refund your entry fee up to $10 back to your FanDuel account so you can play more. Just deposit, play, and if you don't win, they'll refund your first entry fee up to $10. Go to FanDuel.com and use the code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS. This is FanDuel, the best way to experience sports.
News.
A website called Vox.com. You've heard of that before, I think.
Vox?
Vox.
Vox. V-O-X. Vox.com ran some numbers and determined the actors and actresses who consistently appear in the worst-reviewed movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, believe it or not, Adam Sandler is not the top dog in the men's category, but he's responsible for the number one actor.
He would have been my guess, because doesn't he have the most Golden Raspberry Awards?
I believe he does.
Yes.
He's made crap over the years, but he's responsible for number one, too, because it's Rob Schneider.
Oh, my God. He puts him in all his movies, and then he was in Benchwarmers as well.
Yeah. You're right, Rob. He pushed Adam down to number two because he not only appears in most of Adam's crappy movies, but he has his own crappy movies like Deuce Bigelow.
Oh.
And the hot girl. Ashton Kutcher is third, followed by Kevin James, Taylor Lautner, Cuba Gooding Jr., Hayden Christensen, Gerard Butler, Charlie Sheen, and Jason Statham.
Hey, but only one Oscar winner on that list,
now,
and that would be Cuba Gooding.
And you know what? I've got bad news for you in the female category.
But what's that?
Do you know who the critics' least favorite actress is?
Oh, no.
Is it? Your favorite.
Jennifer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
But then you know what? Her movies aren't so bad with the volume down.
Not these days.
Shut up.
She is followed by Jessica Alba, Katherine Heigl, Denise Richards, Alicia Silverstone, Megan Fox, Jessica Biel, Jennifer Lopez, Lindsay Lohan, and Sarah Jessica Parker. The website also found the actors and actresses who appear in the best-reviewed movies. For the men, the top five, Daniel Day-Lewis, Michael Fassbender, John C. Reilly. That was a surprise for
really?
Me.
Really?
Well, he's been in some good movies.
I guess he has.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert De Niro. For the women, Carey Mulligan, Tilda Swinton, Marion Cotillard, Kate Blanchett, and Jennifer Lawrence. There you have it. I thought that was a really interesting story. I like that.
I would give Jennifer Love Hewitt a pass.
The female star power seems stronger than the male star power.
Actually does.
Right?
I mean, there's some big names in there. Want to build a deep, meaningful relationship without actually having deep, meaningful conversations?
Yes.
We talked about it with Todd Moore just a moment ago. There's an app for that. It's called Happy Couple, and it just came out. Every day, you both answer a short quiz with questions like, how does my partner feel about monogamy? Or, how does my partner manage their time? Then you see each other's answers and learn about each other. The creator says the app is trying to, quote, hack the code for a sustainable relationship. So let me bring the app over here on my phone, and I will put it over here and then under here. Thank you.
It sounds Japanese, doesn't it? Yeah. This is an app called Happy Couple.
What are you planning to do for your day today? Anyway, thank you very much. 15-year-old, I hope I got the last. How would one pronounce P-T-A-C-E-K?
P-T-A, say it again.
P-T-A-C-E-K. Would it be
Patak?
Patchek is the T sign?
I think it would be Tachek.
Tachek.
Yeah.
Tachek. Okay. 15-year-old Fatima Tachek is the latest voice of Dora the Explorer, and she's being dragged into court by the parents of a former classmate. They claim Fatima got their daughter expelled from the fancy high school they both went to in New York. Back in December,
hola,
Fatima.
Dora. I'm Dora.
Back in December, Fatima and two female classmates were vaping in the girls' bathroom. Dora.
Damn.
Oh, dear you. My son loves that. But an older student ratted them out, and the girl was kicked out of school. Fatima only got a 3-day suspension because she's Dora the Explorer.
Of course. Can you say lip cancer? Say it. Lip cancer.
The parents of the expelled girl say Fatima peer pressured their daughter into it because she wanted to appear cool in front of her since she's a celebrity. They filed court papers demanding that the school reinstate their daughter, and they're also seeking unspecified damages. For what it's worth, no drugs were involved, not even tobacco. It was just caramel-flavored water.
Mike, paper. I do know this. If there's a place you need to go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. So you know it better than I do.
I do.
It's easy to forget that Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds were married for 3 years, from 2008 to 2011. In a new Cosmo interview, Scarlett explains why it didn't work. She says, quote, "The logistics of being with another actor are challenging. There has to be a real understanding of how you share your time, especially when two people's careers are going at the same rate." Seems logical to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if one person is more successful than the other, that also proves challenging. There may be a competitive thing. Scarlett married an art dealer in 2014. They have a daughter who'll be two. In 2012, Ryan married Blake Lively. Man, Scarlett Johansson and Blake Lively. Yeah. Is he a stud?
How do you upgrade from Scarlett Johansson?
With Blake Lively. Yeah. they have a daughter who will be
she's
2
like 21
in December. Good Lord.
Yes.
Blake Lively is probably in the top 3 of my hit parade.
Lively indeed.
The best way to wash your hands is how doctors and nurses do it. This is for certain members of the Mike O'Mara crew that I think should pay attention to this. It's more complicated, but it gets rid of almost twice as much bacteria.
Okay.
Here are the 6 steps. I will offer them to you now. If
please,
you're listening this to me and you're a big hand washer, this will be helpful. Use soap and water and rub your hands together like you normally would.
Okay.
So we all do that where we do the little thing with the hands like that. Then keep scrubbing, but interlock your fingers.
Big fan of that.
Get all that gook out.
Doing that. Yeah, absolutely. Rob, that's get all the gook out.
That's right.
Right, Oscar. Rub one hand over the back of your other hand.
Between
the fingers and interlock your fingers. So you do it backwards.
Between the toes.
Between the toes.
Do it now. Between the
love that commercial.
Miss it.
The fingers on one hand should be scrubbing between the fingers on your other one from the back, then repeat it with the other hand. Then cup your hands, hook them together, and twist them from side to side. So would that be like this?
I guess, yeah.
I think it's like this, right? No?
No, because this is clean your nails.
You see the crevices.
Got it.
It's basically the palms of your hands are scrubbing the backs of your fingers.
Okay.
That's how that's working. This is how doctors do it when they have to go into surgery.
Well, good doctors.
Interlock the webbing between your thumbs like you're trying to shake hands with yourself.
Oh,
that feels good. Thing, yeah.
Focus on one thumb area first, then do it to your other hand. Okay. And finally, use the tips of your fingers to scrub the palm of your other hand, then rinse.
Okay.
Rinse, again, masturbate.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. And you're missing one tip that I always use is always use your Man Grates grill brush.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. A 41-year-old guy named Telly Corey took a bus to...
Hey, baby.
This is in the news. I swear to God, I'm not faking this. You know where Telly Corey took a bus to?
Where?
Coralville, Iowa.
Hey! Nice.
Bucket
they
list.
Win.
He did it last Sunday just outside Iowa City where our affiliate KCJJ is located. And He saw a woman on board that he was attracted to. So he made his move by openly pleasuring himself in front of her.
Gross.
That's nice.
It's not clear how long the trip was, but he did it for three straight hours.
Panties. They have the feel of Corinthian silk.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, first, he did it through his sweatpants. Then he thought she was into it, so he showed her everything and kept doing it. Someone on board called the cops, and they were waiting at the bus station when they showed up. Apparently, Telly was still at it when the bus pulled into the parking lot.
There's a very slim chance she was into it.
He says
the woman... I don't think he read her right.
Fear. Yeah. But listen to what he said. He says the woman didn't tell him to stop, so he assumed she was enjoying it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But she says she was terrified the whole time.
Oh,
you think?
No.
Oh, God.
Now he is facing charges for indecent exposure. There is no word on whether or not the sweats were Hawkeye sweats!
Yes! Yes!
We'll take a break and come back with more The Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family friendly, and they never use words like fuck, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go fuck yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, you like what you're hearing? Well, if you like this, you'll love our bonus shows. Each and every week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS Bonus Package. Subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you'll get the full access to all of the 2016 bonus content and access to the entire bonus show anthology, and you save over 25%. It's all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. And if you've been holding back just because we're already a few months into the year, don't worry about that. Don't you fret. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. With our special feed creator, you can even access your content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app in town. It couldn't be easier. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done today. The TMOS Bonus Package. Order yours today, and we thank you in advance. For Tuesday, April 12, 2016, this is the Audio Vault. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
So Hillary Clinton had a fundraiser where Bill de Blasio, I guess he's the mayor of New York now, or is he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the mayor.
Mayor de Blasio. Mayor. Bill de Blasio.
He came out to support her, and also they were joined on stage by the star of the show Hamilton, which is the hottest show on Broadway right
My
now.
My daughter just recently saw it, said it's absolutely incredible. It's the hip-hop history.
They say it's a game changer. His name is Leslie Odom Jr., and Hillary and Bill de Blasio doing some shtick that I think is maybe just a trifle inappropriate.
I heard my name. I just have to say, thanks for the endorsement, Bill. Took you long enough.
Oh, snap! Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time. I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not funny.
Cautious politician time. I've been there.
Okay, now here's the
deal. It's not that bad.
All right. Here it is. Now, this is full disclosure. I do this whether Republican or Democrat. This was written. This was pre-done. There was a African-American actor on stage who knew what the line was also, who had his line. So making something out of this, was it a bad joke? Yeah, I don't think it was that
but
funny.
But it wasn't horrible.
No, but it also was, or malicious. It was kinda, it wasn't like spontaneous. And also, Hillary didn't write it. Hillary didn't have anything to do with it. You know what I mean?
But I still think it's best not said at
all.
Don't
let your white guilt get the best of you, Rob.
It never has. Also, a bad day for the Trump campaign when he had to reveal that Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka cannot vote for dad because they did not register in time.
This I will tell you, this
is a disaster.
This pissed me off. Yes. I don't even care about the candidate, but this pissed
me off. I'm not even voting, but my dad isn't running for president.
I know. It's like, how elitist are you? This means they've never voted.
Never.
Never voted in their privileged little a-hole lives. I'm pissed. I'd like to
be. How dare they?
You should be, buddy Mike. Donald Trump, to get to the bottom of it, He made a phone call to Fox News.
They were, you know, unaware of the rules, and they didn't register in time. So they feel very, very guilty. They feel very guilty, but it's fine.
Unaware of the rules. What, to register and vote?
They don't know about the pulling of the levers,
the closing of the curtains. In the process.
This isn't partisan either. Think about it.
No.
As you heard that Chelsea Clinton didn't register to vote.
To vote.
Hello.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So anyway, that's another well-played guard. All right, it's a Mike. Things always happen good when you're at the Waffle House. That's where the good things happen.
I'm lucky to get out of some Waffle Houses in my career.
I have never been to a Waffle House. I've never been. There was one in Richmond that really looked like it was probably in cahoots with a morgue. It was
Let me say this. My experiences with the Waffle House probably involve a little memory loss.
Okay, understood.
All right, that's all I want to say.
Yeah, this is a story in two parts. The first part is when the lady saw the man attempting to rob the Waffle House with what appeared to be an AK-47. She runs into the bathroom and calls 911 with her children.
We are in the Waffle House on Raleigh Road, and there is a guy who's trying to rob here, and he has a really big gun.
End of Act 1.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Act 2. Is the guy that was next to the guy with the so-called AK-47. He's a 70-year-old Army veteran named Philip Brooks. And he looked at the robbery going down, and this is what he says.
I walked in to get my breakfast like I usually do, and he came right in behind me. He ran up to the cash register, started demanding the money. Give me all the money in a drawer. Open a drawer. No trigger guard, no trigger, no receiver group. All the working parts were missing. I just told the girls, I said, don't give him anything. That's a fake gun. Well, I kept trying to hit him with the cane. Of course, he kept batting away with the barrel of the rifle, and I kept batting the barrel of the rifle away. Well, my first 3 years, I was in the infantry. 11 Bravo and 11 Charlie. And I did 2 tours in Vietnam. So
there he is.
I got to see a lot of AK-47.
How great is that?
Wow, yes, fantastic. Yes,
I love that.
And my God, that's incredible. Got the balls. Oh, I would pray to have that kind of courage. That's fantastic.
And while you're on cloud nine with that wonderful story, let me wreck it for you. Good news. Kanye West was doing a concert in the Philippines, and he's still ranting about 6 years ago when he walked on stage and interrupted the VMAs.
Yes.
This guy needs a clue.
That night when I went on stage was the beginning of the end of my life. Lady Gaga canceled the tour the next day. You know what night I'm talking about. When I just said what everybody else is thinking. So if I get in trouble for saying the truth, what's being said the rest of the time? And I had to fight every day of my life where the whole world turned against me.
Right.
For saying out loud what everyone else felt. But that's the job of an artist.
Mike, that's the job of an artist.
What an a-hole.
Let it go, dude. Let it go. The Billboard Awards announced their nominations.
I got a headache, Rob. Do you have a Advil?
Well, that's the job of analgesic. Carry your headache. Ciara was revealing the nominees for Best Rap Artist. She used to date Future, the rapper. She refused to say his name.
Top rap artists are Drake, Fetty Wap,
Future,
Wiz Khalifa, and Silent Hill.
Yeah.
She just pointed to it, made the other guy read it.
You read it, he's an a-hole.
So there's probably some ill feelings there. And Mike, good news, there has been some action done to make Uber safer. There has been a lawsuit.
Uber has agreed to pay a $10 million settlement against claims that it was doing poor background checks. Yes, the money is expected to arrive in a silver Kia in 4 minutes.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Are we still doing that?
Yes.
Survey.
Take our survey. Click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. And spread the word about TMOS so everybody can get it, too. For Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hola, amigo. I'm Dora.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.